Good morning and welcome to another exciting edition of Blog Talk Radio, Marketing Pulpit International New York edition with yours truly, Dennis D. Shipman, on the mic, Monday, 12/23, 63 degrees in Brooklyn, New York, and 94 degrees humidity, or percent humidity, and I'm angry as all heck this morning, and I'm usually a little more circumspect, but this morning I'm really angry because I, you know, in preparation for the show every week, I typically read many newspapers, Washington Post, New York Times, the usual suspects, and also social media, and I was reading more about the attack in Niger on four Green Berets. For those who have never been in the military, the Green Berets, although they are soldiers, their mission is typically training. They train other troops, typically foreign nationals, and most of them are bi or multilingual as part of their training or culture or a combination of both. And they go into these remote areas, these remote countries, which are in need of military assistance, or we have some strategic or military interests in the country, and train the locals in insurgency and counterinsurgency, that sort of thing. In this particular case, another example of a disastrous administration, much like the Navy SEAL who was killed many, many months before. And it was a repeat of basically the same thing. Chump the Brain Dead Comic Carnival Bark, a.k.a. Clueless the Clown, and his trusty old gay sidekick, Pent Up the Bitch, never said a word about this, didn't apologize, didn't basically contact the widow. And again, to clarify for those that say, well, he didn't contact John Kelly and his wife. Typically, presidents don't contact the parents of married soldiers. John Kelly's son, who was a Marine first lieutenant, commander of a platoon that was killed in Afghanistan, was married. So from what I understand, the president did contact his widow and invited General Kelly and his wife, Michelle Obama, did, to dinner. So, you know, there's a lot of misinformation going around, but I just wanted to share this little piece. I was reading in online where the soldier that has been the source, LaDavid, let me pull up his name real quick, because I don't want to be accused of doing what Chump, the Brain Dead Comic Carnival Barker, has done. Oh, because this is really shocking. LaDavid Johnson, sergeant with the 3rd Special Forces Group out of Fort Bragg, had activated his beacon. All soldiers are, you know, not necessarily all soldiers, but certainly special ops guys, operators, are given beacons. And little small, tiny devices, much like pagers, if you guys remember pagers. And when you're in that sort of environment, a hostile environment, you activate them, and that gives your command, you know, a way to locate you. In this particular case, the failure here, from what I can surmise, is they didn't have any backup. You know, I mean, how in the heck? I mean, this is some mind-boggling stuff, because you know that their jobs are inherently dangerous, but to send them into an area where there are known hostiles, and they're saying that the French were their backup. Now, the French are very good fighters. I was, you know, for a brief period of time, associated with La Légion Chargée better known as the French Foreign Legion. And they're very credible fighters. I can remember on base, in the south of France, Marseille, when we were training, seeing Marines on their base. So they're not something to be toyed with. But from what I understand, they did not have authorization to engage. So even if they wanted to, and I can't, I know the French. I don't buy that either. I don't buy that our people were being attacked. The French took a half hour to respond and then didn't engage the enemy if the enemy was... I just don't buy that. I'm not buying it. It doesn't make sense. I know the French, and they've been in Africa for years. Out of all the colonial powers that have basically raped that continent, the French have been... on the forefront, and have gained a certain expertise. And we can go into other stories, some of their medics and doctors, discovering viruses that we've never seen outside of a laboratory in the jungles of Africa, because they're experts in tropical medicine. But at any rate, what they're saying is LeDavid, Sergeant Johnson, had activated his beacon. They outsourced whatever transportation, air support to a contractor. So they had contractors in the mercenaries. They outsourced that. The mercenaries got on scene, hot LZ, obviously, landed, retrieved some of the soldiers, and left Sergeant Johnson behind, whose beacon was activated, indicating that he was alive, at least at the time when they retrieved three or four of the fallen soldiers. There were apparently more, because they're talking as if there were more. So that part of the story is also not clear, because as all were dead, how could they have picked up wounded? Either you're wounded or you're dead. It's not both. Fast forward to notification of next of kin. The Army notifies Maisha Johnson, Sergeant Johnson's pregnant widow, that she cannot have an open casket. Listen to what I'm saying, folks. What does that mean? That means that whenever the insurgents caught up with him, and from what the reports I've read are saying is that were at least 50, that means there was double or triple that amount fighting five people. Can you just imagine? You're gonna exhaust you. You're gonna run through your ammo, first of all. I mean, I've been in situations where I've heard shots fired in anger, and I'll leave it like that. And so you're going to exhaust your ammo relatively quickly. I don't care how many packs you got, and I typically, well, at any rate, let's leave it like that. When they caught up with him after having been left behind, and it has nothing to do with culture, the Africans, being savages or beast or whatever. They do what we did to the Native Americans in the 19th century when we were eradicating them. Not we, but whitey, in an effort to seize their lands and expropriate the mineral resources, and they mutilated them. It's that simple. So the widow was told again that she could not have an open casket. And typically in these situations, you can't have an open casket. They return the remains, and when they say remains, that's what they mean. Whatever pieces are left of the person is what is returned to Mortuary Command in Dover, at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. That's it. And it's just, you don't even have to be a soldier. For all these imbeciles supporting Chump the Brain Dead Comic Carnival Ball, now he is causing, and we knew this. This is why we begged Negroes to get off their fat duffs and get out and vote. And you have all these black men that voted for this imbecile. And it's really, I am really angry. I had one guy, and I think I told this story a few months ago on this show. Marketing Pulpit International, New York, District, yours truly, Dennis D. Shipman. And this guy sitting up in the barbershop, I don't believe the Russians. I mean, this guy was just so ill-informed. And then he's talking about his ex-military, Air Force, or whatever. And so one of the guys, he said, he's talking about security clearances and obviously didn't know crap, so he couldn't have been a good soldier. He's one of those guys, I forgot the name of the movie, but I was dating a chick many, many years ago, and she was in the reserve, and she used to say, yeah, that's me, I'm so-and-so. She was a sergeant, actually, but she was admittedly saying that, well, she was college educated, that she wasn't very good, you know, as a soldier. She just wanted, she wanted the camaraderie and the benefits of being, a soldier, and she worked for the Postal Service, so, you know, she was doing, reasonably well, living a middle-class existence. So, you know, it's just, people don't have a clue. They really do not. And supporting this man who is a disaster and is going to get many, many more people killed before it's all said and done. Let's take a break and come back on the other side of the break and finish talking about this. And you tune to the Marketing Pulpit International, New York edition with yours truly, Dennis D. Shipping on the mic. It's Monday, 10/23, 63 degrees outside and humidity at 94%. So we can definitely expect some rain. Get your rain gear out, boys and girls, because you don't want to get that weave. What? No, I'm only kidding. Prior to the break, we were talking about Chump the Brain Dead Comic Carnival Barker, a.k.a. Clueless the Clown, and his trusty old gay sidekick, Pent Up Bitch. And, about this latest debacle, and then he attacks Florida Representative Frederica Wilson, an older sister, you know, somebody that would probably be my mother. You know, she's my, around my mother's age. And that's shameless. I haven't heard anybody... and I'm sure there have been. I'm just saying, me personally, biographically, I have not heard anyone come to her defense. And I'm sure there are tons of people. I don't know where it's been publicized, however. And I have to, I don't have time this morning, but certainly I'm going to peek really quick and go on her Facebook page and Twitter account and see how many politicos of color. And certainly all these black pundits, Angela Rye and what's the guy that has the show on Radio 1? All these guys and girls that have these shows, where they have broad access. You know, they have a platform with which to promote our agenda, or which is at least in my case, progressive agenda. I'm socially conservative on a lot of issues, but I definitely excuse me, don't agree with anything that this administration is doing. It's been extraordinarily harmful, and basically designed to eradicate the legacy of the first black president in these United States, and everyone knows it. And if you say that it's not true, you're lying. And it was there was a reporter, a columnist from the Washington Post on Meet the Press last week. I didn't watch it this week. I was out down at my house cutting the lawn, which was in dire need of a cut. My significant other was asked me to do that, and I did that after having returned from worship. And so I missed the show, but this woman really angers me. She's relatively young. I figure in her mid to late 30s, and a conservative type, and got on there, and it was Heather. I can't think of Heather's last name. You have to forgive me. It's very early. I'm pre-recording the show, so don't call into the studio, please. And she was saying, oh, no, it's not to erase Obama's name. I mean, that is just a flat-out lie. It is. Everything that Chump, the brain-dead comic carnival bark, a.k.a. Clueless Clown, does is designed for one thing and one thing only, and that's to erase the legacy of Barack Hussein Obama. That's the bottom line. And if you deny that or you're not in agreement with that, frankly, I could care less because I'm sophisticated enough, and I'm sure most people are, to see that that is the case. Chump has no agenda of his own. If you notice, what major legislative accomplishments does he have in almost a year in office? You know, this situation with these soldiers is especially distressing because, you know, when you have the sort of authority that Chump the Brain Dead Comic Carnival Bark, a.k.a. Clueless the Clown, enjoys unmerited, enjoys this authority and is ill-equipped to handle it. You can and do, and this isn't the first time, you know, like, I mean, I could literally pull my hair out about this because, you remember the situation where, Barack Obama authorized, special ops, they have their own command, even though they span the services, you know, every part of the service, except for the Coast Guard, has a special ops component. And so they come under a singular command, which I believe, don't quote me as gospel, is based in either Norfolk, Virginia, or Tampa, Florida, and answered to a single general and or admiral. And so when Chump authorized an action, I forgot where it was, and you have to forgive me for this because I'm mixing a lot of different events up in an effort to illustrate how dangerous this guy is. And a Navy SEAL was killed, but those that remember the incident, they know what I am talking about. And they said that, from what I heard and what's been publicized, Chump was repeatedly talk the guy out of it. But he is so impetuous and so in a rush to have a win, similar to what Barack Obama had when he killed bin Laden, or authorized bin Laden to be killed. And he is not ready for prime time. And more soldiers are going to die under his watch till we get this moron out of office. That's the bottom line. And, you know, the other thing I was thinking about, and I think I wrote something on social media about this, is what in the hell is Mueller doing? I mean, how long is it? I can understand that when you're going after someone as powerful as the president of the United States, irrespective how incompetent he might be, you really have to have all your I's dotted and all your T's crossed. I get that. I get that eminently well. But I mean, we know for a fact that he's violated the emoluments clause with that hotel that he has, the old postal building that he rehabilitated and turned into the place to be now for DC insiders and foreign governments and such, which is at best unethical, at worst illegal. And I believe that he has breached legality with this thing. We know he's abused his authority, no doubt about that, suspect that he has engaged in money laundering and tax avoidance. So there has to be enough. But, you know, maybe, you know, Mueller's a white man, and, culturally these things tend to play out along cultural lines where, you know, he's going after another white man. He wants to give him the benefit of the doubt. So he's looking for not necessarily the smoking gun. I believe they have smoking machine guns, howitzers. I believe he's looking for the sort of knockout blow that won't allow Chump the Brain Dead Comic Carnival Barker, a.k.a. Clueless Clown, to rebound, to, get back up and get back into the fight. I mean, he wants to find, as we say in martial arts, that final blow. But, in the meantime, this guy's left to continue to wreak havoc on American public, and that's what what angers, frustrates. You insert what you want there, kids. But we got to get this clown out of here. Let me take another break, and we'll talk about more on the other side. Stick around. You're tuned in to Marketing Pulpit International, New York edition, with yours truly, Dennis D. Shipman. Okay, and you're tuned in to Marketing Pulpit International, New York edition, with yours truly, Dennis D. Shipman. It's Monday, 10/23/2017. 62 degrees outside, 94% humidity, so we are definitely expecting some rain. It's past the growing season, so, the only thing that the rain can do at this particular junction is keep everything damp enough so that we don't get the sort of forest fires that we've seen evident in California. My prayers go out to them, as they do to the residents of Florida, Houston, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. FEMA has been very slow because of these back-to-back disasters to respond to them adequately. And so we see people suffering tremendously, and not enough publicity is given to it. So if you can, folks, give to your local charity, everything except American Red Cross. Find some other charitable source to give your money to, volunteer your time, gather foodstuffs and clothing, and let's help these people. Until next week, keep it tuned in, and don't forget that we set it off here every Monday, but we have a cohort of co-hosts every day from 10:30 to 11 right here in the Marketing Pulpit. So don't forget to listen to us and listen to the rest of my co-hosts. Have a good week.